the Mustang Sports Network from sfmsports.net.
Black Burn to take the faceoff. She wins it. Alexander spins it back to Taggart. Taggart to Rosendahl. Back to Taggart. Taggart. Taggart waiting. Taggart to Alexander. In front of shot. Score! Stevenson wins! Stevenson wins! Stevenson wins! Welcome back to a tired post-game show, a happy post-game show. We're now joined by head coach Tracy Johnson. Coach, there's no words to describe that game. Have you ever been a part of something like that?
No, that was pretty special. And, there's no doubt in my mind that we wanted that game. It took us a couple of periods to just start playing like it.
You get the goal from Jesse Capinelli, and I told you just a moment ago, it's your first 5-on-3 power play goal of the year. What a time for it.
Yeah, when they ended up taking that other penalty and we were on a 5-on-3, I'm like, this has got to be it. Like, with the way they were playing and the energy and the heart, I had a feeling.
Now, as you look at it, though, you guys sort of got off to the slow start, down 1-0 with only 20 minutes to go. What'd you say in the locker room there?
I just told them that, you know, the real test of your character, of your heart, is when things are not going your way. And, your true colors don't show through when things are going your way and you're winning and all of that. And that we just needed to go out and show our heart. And we had 20 minutes to do it. And we play better when we play loose and have energy and are excited. And so just kind of getting that energy back in the locker room.
Now, you and I have talked a ton about that power play throughout the year. And for that to get. I believe it was the first goal was a power play goal as well. For them to get both goals tonight, got to be an extra source of pride for you.
Yeah, it's huge for us. I mean, we've talked about it a ton. We have to know that when we get a player advantage, that we're going to take advantage of it, and we did.
I thought tonight, too, I mean, overall, it was one of those games almost like the Codfish Bowl last year where there was no losing team. And, yes, it's easy to say that as the winning coach. Endicott played fantastic. The game of hockey won tonight. The Colonial Hockey Conference won tonight as well.
Yeah, they played great. Great competitors. You know, going into overtime, it was like this could really go either way. And, obviously, like you said, as the winning coach, it's nice to be standing here on this side of it. But I give that credit to the players and I'm just so proud of them.
Overtime was a lot of fun. And that's the thing with overtime. Especially, you know, sudden death, end of the year, one misstep, and it's over.
Yeah, I mean, every shot that was taken, we were like, that could be it. That could be the end of the game. And it was exciting. That's what playoff hockey is all about.
Now, before the season, we talked about goals, and your goal was to finish the regular season unbeaten in conference, check. Win the conference tournament, check. To do it on home ice, to have the wall of parents here as the presentation was going on. Did you get a chance to soak it all in?
Yeah, I mean, when they were celebrating, it was a chance for us coaches to just look at each other and take a breath. And again, I can't say enough how proud I am of the players.
All right, well, go enjoy the moment with your team. Thanks for giving us a few minutes of your time. Congratulations again on a fantastic season and a fantastic game tonight.
Thank you so much.